I stood there and waited for her to state her business.
"Are you Emmett?"
she snapped, and I noticed her green eyes were flashing emerald daggers. I scoped the rest of her out as she stood there, hands on hips as if I had interrupted her by my presence in my own home. "I am."
"Well, your girlfriend is over at my place where, by the way, she's been for the past hour and a half, crying her eyes out. I have no idea what I can do to calm her down. Maybe it's none of my business, but you're the one who knocked her up, and now I'm the one who's tasked with giving her emotional support. Is that how it works for you?"
"Excuse me? Who the hell are you, and why is this any of your business?" I snapped back, shooting my own glare right back at her. The agitated chick pushed right past me and, without invitation, came inside my home and headed directly to Stacy's room. "What the hell? Excuse me!" I barked, because who the hell did this chick think she was? And ballsy chicks didn't impress me at all.
"Oh, there is no excuse for you,"
she snapped, stopping only to turn and shoot me another glare.
"My name is Olivia. I live on the next lane over, and I actually just met Stacy. She wants her tablet and earbuds. I came to get them for her, and then I promise, rock star stud, I will gladly depart your domain with pleasure,"
she replied as she turned and went into Stacy's bedroom. I stopped in the doorway and scratched my jaw as I watched her go over to the dresser, pull open the top drawer, and grab the aforementioned items. Funny, I lived in this particular mobile home park for a year, but I'd never seen her around, not that I really socialized much. She was fairly tall, with long, toned legs, a perky ass, and long, blondish-brown hair that looked sun-streaked. She had it pulled up into a ponytail that swung back and forth angrily as she gathered up Stacy's stuff and crammed it into the backpack on her bed. "Look," I said, stepping towards her, "I'm not exactly sure why you're being so nasty, but putting that aside, how exactly did you meet Stacy?" She turned around in a huff, exhaling a deep breath which blew some of the hair wisps framing her face away from her damp skin.
"It's hotter than hell in here,"
she remarked.
"What? Doesn't Stacy's room deserve AC?"
I crossed my arms and gave her a snarky smile. "As long as she's able to press the on button," I replied, nodding toward the back wall. She looked back and saw the window unit.
"Oh, so no central AC? Lovely. I bet that's a real bitch in her condition."
She started towards the doorway to leave, but I shifted my position so the doorway was now blocked. I needed Olivia's story on this. "You didn't answer my question, Olivia. How is it you know Stacy?"
"I told you. I just met her,"
she snapped.
"She was sitting over at the park playground, crying her eyes out. Our trailer sits right next to it. So I went over to see if I could help. She said she was afraid to go home and get some of her stuff. Not sure what you did to her, bucko, but you must be some piece of work. Now, if you'll move aside, I'll be happy as hell to get out of here."
I smirked, thinking how easily she was taken in by Stacy's sob story, not astute enough to know there was always another side to it. "Well, of course, darling," I drawled, moving to the side. "Wouldn't want to keep your perky, judgmental ass here any longer than necessary," I replied with a wink.
"I'm sure you affect your groupies with that shit, bucko, but it's wasted on anyone with an IQ,"
she remarked as she brushed past me. The light scent of lilac lingered behind. I heard the front door slam as Olivia whoever departed, and for some odd reason, I chuckled. She'd see for herself what a sticky booger Stacy was when she tried to shake her off. It wouldn't be long.